Blog Talk Radio.
Oh, magnify the Lord, for he is worthy to be praised. Oh, let's magnify the Lord, for he is worthy, for he is worthy. Yes, God is worthy to be praised. Most gracious and most heavenly Father, we say thank you for another opportunity to come. We come in faith. We come in joy. We come in love, humility, and submission. We come in obedience. We come because you have beckoned us to come, and we desire to do your will. Now, Father, we ask that you would have your way on this day, Father, as we come to decree and to declare that Jesus Christ is Lord. Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory, both now and forevermore. And our soul says, amen. Amen and amen. Good morning, good morning, good morning. Top of the morning to you. And welcome back. Welcome back to the Life Word Jesus Kingdom Ministries, Mentoring Kingdom Leadership with Jesus Christ is the Lord. I'm Dr. Alfreda Bradford. I'm your Kingdom Coach and your host on this morning. Amen. So glad I belong to Jesus. Amen. TGIF. Amen. The world takes that acronym to mean, thank God it's Friday. And we do thank God for Fridays. In fact, we thank God for every day of the week. Amen. But today, God is absolutely first. We woke up this morning with our mind stayed on Jesus. Amen. And that's where you want your mind to be, because as long as your mind is stayed on Jesus, he will keep us in perfect peace, whose mind is stayed on him. Amen and amen. Truly, we want to welcome all of our first-time listeners across the globe. Welcome, welcome, welcome. Amen. Have a seat at the table. Amen. The first time we call you a visitor, the second time we call you friend and family, and enjoy the services, and keep coming back. Amen. We meet on this platform 7 days a week. Amen. And just keep coming back. We also have an archive. You can visit our library, visit our website at lifewordjesus.org. Amen. In Jesus' name. Okay, let me see. Let me see. Let me see. We've been, All right. Okay, so we want to thank God for our Bible study last night. Amen. I did receive some correspondence, and I'll be getting back to them. I think when we spoke about the sperm of God, glory be to God, we taught on the fact, the week prior to that, we talked about the works of the flesh, and Paul broke that down, and those that people that practice the work of the flesh will not inherit the kingdom. And then he goes on to say, you're not going to inherit the kingdom, because the bottom line is if you keep on sinning, you're not saved. That's why you're not going to inherit the kingdom, because unsaved people don't go to heaven. Glory be to God. Last night, amen, we want to thank God for the Holy Spirit, and he taught us that those who continue to practice sin, glory be to God. Matter of fact, John puts it this way, you cannot be saved and practice sin. It is impossible to practice sin when you are saved. And that's because of the sperma of God, amen, changes your nature, amen. We are not born again of a corruptible seed, but an incorruptible seed. And so I think that the revelation took some people off. It was a little deep for them, so amen. So I'll be reaching out to, first, before I reach out to them, I'm going to encourage them to listen to the tape again. Let me give you the replay. Okay, then get the replay, listen in, and then write the questions down, and then let the Holy Spirit, amen, break that down. Amen. We bless be the name of the Lord. And sometimes with our natural mindset, when we think about sperm, you know, we might look at that as a negative connotation, but no, sperm is equivalent to life. Amen. But it's a beautiful thing, and we just want to thank God for every opportunity that we get, amen, to come and allow the Holy Spirit to teach us. Amen. He is the teacher, and I am the speaker, and whenever you talk for him, you're the speaker too. Amen. And so we want to continue this morning and our spiritual warfare training where we have been the last 2 weeks. Amen. This is still all part of the Holy Spirit, beloved. Amen. We'll see. Amen. I'm just following the Holy Spirit. Amen. I'm following the Holy Spirit. Matter of fact, somebody texted me last night and they said, Pastor Bradford, could you repeat that sentence that you said? Baby, you got to be kidding. I can't repeat no sentence. I don't even know what I said. I'm not talking. The Holy Spirit is talking through me. Now, I mean, I got some general notes. I know the subject I'm talking about and all that. Now, I am not crazy. All I'm not saying for word, I can't recall that because I didn't say it. Sometimes I got to go back myself and listen to the tape to find out what did God say through me. See, and she wanted to know what did I say. Baby, look, you got to go back to the tape last night. Listen to that. I don't know what I said. Okay. And so, it's a beautiful thing. It really is a beautiful relationship. It's like this. We talk about demons and the devil and people, how people can be possessed with a devil. And we know that to be true. But guess what, beloved? We can be possessed with the Holy Ghost. See? I am possessed with the Holy Ghost. And that's the lifestyle that God wants every child of God to live. And this is what Paul was saying. When Paul states in the word, he said, I am crucified with Christ. Nevertheless, I live, yet not I, but Christ that liveth in me. What Paul is saying, I am possessed with the Holy Ghost. Oh, my God, Jesus, I'm getting happy already. So we've been teaching on our spiritual warfare training. Amen. And so all of this is still teaching on the Holy Spirit. Why? Because we are partnering with him in everything. Okay. Glory be to God. And then all of this falls under our teaching. Glory be to God, of the training for reigning. See, so you see how the Holy Spirit, you know, it's like this. I don't know how many of you still bake from scratch, but even if you use a box recipe and you want to make a cake, okay, you got to put all those ingredients together. You put all those ingredients, okay? You put your flour in, you put your milk in, you got your sugar, you got your eggs. Come on now. You got all that in there. Mix that thing up real good. Come on now. Huh? And put it in the heat. We don't want to talk about the heat. That's another teaching. We'll come back. You can't avoid the heat. See? But what happens? Then that cake comes out, I'm telling you, it's looking good, it's smelling good, it's tasting good. But all those ingredients were necessary. See? And so the Holy Spirit, amen, he teaches us, amen, and he gives us everything that we need. And all we need to do is pay attention. And when we can't say amen, just say ouch. Just ask the Lord to help you. Lord, help me. Lord, help me. I need help. And thank you for helping me. Amen. And so we bless be the name, amen, of the living God. All right. So let us pick up here. And so the last 2 days, earlier this week, we taught you on the sword of the Spirit. Now, we pray that you enjoyed that teaching. Of course, there's much more. We could probably, you know, teach forever and forever and ever. You know, we're just going as the Holy Spirit lead us. Amen. So we pray that you have some understanding now of that two-edged sword. Amen. The word of God in God's mouth on one end and the word of God in your mouth on the other end. Okay, so that Greek definition for two-edged sword, actually, amen, it's a two-mouth sword. See, the word of God in God's mouth is not enough. That's why the Bible says faith without works is dead. The word of God in your mouth alone is not enough. See, we have to have the word of a two-edged sword, two mouth sword, the word of God in his mouth. And when the Holy Spirit speaks a rhema in your spirit, okay, you grab hold of that rhema, and now you put the word of God in your mouth. And baby, the devil is in trouble at that point. See, so we pray that you enjoyed that teaching. Amen. On the sword. Now we want to look at another piece of our armor today. Amen. In the book of Ephesians chapter number 6, Father God, we thank you that the words of our mouth and the meditation of our hearts are acceptable in your sight, O Lord, our strength and our redeemer. And look, let us look in verse number 14, saints. Verse number 14, and it reads this, stand therefore, having your loins girt about with truth, and having on the breastplate of righteousness, and your feet shod with the preparation of the gospel of peace. Amen. Your feet. Yeah, we want to talk about that feet. I was just here looking at my feet. I got to give myself a pedicure. I better give myself a pedicure today. Glory be to God. Amen. We want to talk about, amen, them shoes, them spiritual shoes. I know some women, some men too. I'm telling you, and I like shoes. I'm telling you, I like shoes. I love the pretty shoes. I don't do the real high heels no more. Not no more. Mm-mm. Can't do that. I like to go for about an inch and a quarter on my heels. Okay, I can deal with that. I can walk without stumbling. Amen. And I love shoes. Oh, my God, especially in the summertime, the pretty sandals and all that. Amen. Beloved, amen. So we want to thank God. And some people have just wardrobes full of shoes. I know a couple women, they just have, especially the ones that have an extra bedroom, they make that a wardrobe room. And you go in there and they got shoes everywhere, stacked up, all nice and pretty and lined up. But, beloved, God gives us shoes also. See, we're not the only one liking shoes. Amen. God likes shoes, too. Hey, glory be to God. Hallelujah. And the Lord has given us shoes, amen, as part of our spiritual armor. Amen. It says here, and your feet shod, amen, with the preparation of the gospel of peace. Beloved, if you had seen the shoes of a Roman soldier, now we have to remember our spiritual warfare, amen. If we go back, amen, and you pull out your books, beloved, and you see how the Roman soldier, amen, had to arm himself for battle, amen. And this is the illustration that the Holy Spirit uses for us, amen, as he teaches through our brother Paul. But if you have ever seen the shoes of a Roman soldier, beloved, you have wanted to make sure that you didn't fall in front of him or get in his way where he might accidentally step on you. Because the shoes that the Roman soldiers wore, beloved, they were not normal shoes. Matter of fact, beloved, the shoes that the Roman soldiers wore were actually killer shoes. And Paul refers to these killer shoes in our scripture on this morning as he talks about the spiritual weapons of God, see, that God has given to the church. And just as God has given each believer a sword, okay, we talked about that the last 2 days. Every believer has a sword that given directly from God. Well, he has also clothed every believer with the shoes of peace. Oh, God address you. God address you. Oh, my God. Hallelujah. Dress to kill. Dress to kill. Now, beloved,
I realize that these shoes may sound like a passive pair of shoes, you know, a peaceful part of our spiritual armor. However, these are actually killer shoes, such as the shoes that were worn by a Roman soldier. The shoes of a Roman soldier were vicious weapons. Let me describe the shoes, beloved. Amen. They just wasn't like a pair of sandals, okay? The shoes that the Roman soldiers wore, they began at the top of the legs, near the knees. And then they extended down to the feet. You know, like the boots that go up to your knees. The portions that covered the knees to the front of the feet, they were called greaves. That's the term for these shoes, greaves. Now, these shoes were made of metal. Anybody got a pair of metal shoes in their closet? And they were especially shaped to wrap around the calves of the soldiers' legs. Now, they were very uncomfortable, but they were essential for safekeeping of a soldier's leg. So this way the sword, you know, with them fighting their opponent and the opponent will pull out a sword, the sword could now cut the thigh, see, of the soldier's legs because of these killer shoes. The shoe itself was made of heavy pieces of leather or metal, tied together with leather straps that were intermingled with bits of metal. The bottom was manufactured of heavy leather or pieces of metal. See, so we're talking about here a shoe, beloved, from the kneecap all the way down, glory be to God, leather and metal. Now, the bottom of the shoes were affixed with sharp, dangerous protruding spikes. Now imagine that now. Spikes at the bottom of your shoes. Anything you stepped on was going to be cut up. Anything you step on. You could step on a roach. You could step on somebody's head. It don't make no difference. You had spikes at the bottom of your shoes. Now these spikes had several purposes, which we're going to get to in 1 second. But in addition to this, beloved, two sharply pointed spikes extended beyond the front of each shoe. So I hope you're visualizing this in your spiritual imagination. Glory be to God. You can go on and you can research it. Amen. Go to Google. You go to Google for everything else. Amen. And look up the Roman soldier, his armor. And look at the shoes today. Check them shoes out. You shoes lover out there, check their shoes out. So let me take 1 second here, beloved, to explain to you the reasons for all this gear on a soldier's leg and a soldier's feet. First, the greaves, the metal that covered the soldier's legs from his knees to the top of his feet, they were designed to protect the soldier's calves when he was required to march through the rocky and the thorny terrain. See, they was out there in the wild. They was out there in the jungle, okay? Because if he had no protection on his legs, see, he would have surely been, you know, cut up, see, by the environment. So thus, the greaves gave the soldiers protection so that he can keep walking. Let me hear you say, turn around, tell your neighbor, say, keep on walking. Keep on walking. Be steadfast, unmovable, always abounding in the work of the Lord. Turn around, tell somebody, say, well, Pastor, I'm here by myself. No, you ain't by yourself. You think you're by yourself. That person that's stalking you think you by yourself too. Mm-hmm. Let them try to come in. They gonna find out that you ain't by yourself. You ain't never by yourself. Glory be to God. So this way the soldier can keep walking regardless of the obstacles that he encountered. The metal barriers also gave him defensive protection in those moments when an adversary kicked him in the chins, trying to break his legs. And so because the soldier's calves were covered with these greaves, his armor, his legs could not be broken. And the enemy's attack were in vain. Ah, my God. Hallelujah. Now, beloved, let's talk for a minute about the spikes on the bottom of the soldier's shoes. These were intended to, the spikes on the bottom of the shoes were intended to hold him in place when in the battle. Stand. And after you've done all, stand there for. See, he can be held in place because he has spikes on the bottom of his shoe. He wasn't going nowhere. His opponent might try to push him around, but the spikes on the bottom of his shoes helped keep him in his place, making the soldier virtually immovable. Oh, my God. Additionally, beloved, those spikes on the bottom and the front of the shoe served as weapons of brutality and weapons of murder. One good kick with those shoes and an enemy will be dead. Just a few seconds of stomping on a falling adversary would have eradicated that foe forever. So when Paul writes to us, beloved, in the book of Ephesians, glory be to God, about our shoes, in verse 15, and your feet shod with the preparation of the gospel of peace, glory be to God.
Excuse me, 1 second. I want to make sure the devil is a liar. Give me 1 second here. Give me 1 second. I want to make sure we don't have no technical interference here. Okay, all right. Okay, thank you, Holy Ghost. Thank you, Holy Ghost.
Okay, amen. So Paul tells us in verse 15, beloved, and your feet shod with the preparation of the gospel of peace. I want you to notice this morning how Paul connects peace with those killer shoes. How Paul connects peace with the killer weapons, beloved. Paul says, and have your feet shod. So we have to understand what Paul is saying. We have to, what does the word shod mean? Paul, Brother Paul, what you talking about? Okay. Shod, beloved, is a compound word. Amen. In the Greek. And this is the meaning of it. Binding something very tightly on the bottom of one's feet. That's exactly what that compound word means when you look at shod, S-H-O-D, binding something very tightly on the bottom of one's feet. Therefore, beloved, this is not the picture of a loosely fitting shoe. Sometimes you see people walking around and the shoes flipping, flapping. They need their size 8, but they got on a size 9 because they borrowed their sister's shoes. No support in the shoe. It'll be your feet hurting. But boy, look, let me tell you something. My father taught me, amen, before he died, glory be to God. He said, it's two things you want to spend some money on. He said, you want to spend some money on some shoes? You got to make sure that the shoes you have, but get a good shoes. And he said, you got to buy some good meat. I said, okay, Dad. You don't want no cheap meat. One of these days, I'm going to be like my mother. My mother get all her meat organic. My mother go to Whole Foods for, matter of fact, my mother go to Whole Foods for all her food. I ain't here yet. I do get a couple pieces of meat organic. So he said, make sure you get some good meat, good shoes and good meat. All right. It's amazing how we remember the things, amen, that our parents pour into us. Keep pouring into your children and your grandchildren. Keep pouring into everybody you come in contact with. So we're not talking about a pair of loosely fitting shoes, but we're talking about a shoe that has been tied onto the bottom of the foot extremely tight. I'm talking about God knows what size shoe you wear. Ah, my God, holy. The Holy Ghost knows what size shoe you wear. I was looking at my feet yesterday. My feet pretty long. I got some pretty big feet here. Yeah, pretty feet. Big, pretty feet. The Holy Spirit knows what size shoe you wear. Oh, my God, Jesus. Just as the greaves of a Roman soldier protected him from the environment and from the blows of his enemy, the peace of God. Now listen to what Paul is saying here. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. And your feet shod with the preparation of the gospel of peace. Oh, glory be to God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. The peace of God. When it is operating in your life, protects and defends you from the hassles and the assaults of the devil. The enemy may try to disrupt you. The enemy may try to distract you. The enemy may try to steal your attention by causing negative events in your life and all around you, beloved. But his attempts will fail because the peace of God, like a protective greave, like that armor that protected the soldier's knees and legs and foot, like that same piece of armor, the peace of God stops you from being hurt and enables you to keep marching forward. Just as those spikes held a Roman soldier securely in place when his enemy tried to push him around, the peace of God will hold you in place when the devil tries to push you around. And as the soldier used those spikes to kick his opponent and to even kill his opponent with his shoes, there is no need for you to ever stop moving ahead, beloved. Just because the devil tries to block your path. If that devil is foolish enough to try to get in front of you, guess what? Just keep walking. Just keep walking. Now, it's sad today. I don't know how some people can do a hit and run. How you going to hit somebody with your car and keep going and not get out? Glory be to God. But here we have spiritual permission to just keep walking. Take those shoes. That's right. The devil was foolish enough to get in your way. Huh? Take those shoes. You got those spikes on the bottom of the shoes. Okay? Use your shoes and keep on walking. Don't even look back. Keep on walking. And I want you to stomp all along the way. By the time you're finished using your shoes of peace, beloved, you won't have much of a devil problem to deal with anymore. Paul uses this illustration to tell us that we must firmly tie God's peace unto our lives. If we only give peace a loosely fitting position in our lives, beloved, it won't be long before the affairs of life knock our peace out of place. Because you know the affairs of life is coming at us from every angle, on every street corner. Hence, beloved, we must bind peace into our minds. We must bind peace into our emotions in the same way. In the same way the Roman soldiers made sure to bind their shoes very tightly on their feet. We must bind the peace of God in our minds and our emotions. But wait, there's one more important point before I close on this morning. Paul continues. He said, and your feet shod with the preparation. Now, we can't overlook that word preparation. Preparation, beloved, presents the idea of readiness. Preparation. So when used in connection with the Roman soldiers, the word preparation portrayed men of war who had their shoes tied on very tightly to ensure a firm footing. And once they had the assurance that their shoes was going to stay in place, now they were ready. Let me hear you say I'm ready. That's okay. You can say it. I hear you in the spirit. Let me hear you say I'm ready. The soldier was now ready to march out onto the battlefield. The soldier was now ready to confront the enemy. See? Because their shoes was tied in place. They had a firm footing. They was prepared. See, preparation. Huh? They had the peace of God. Amen. Glory be to God. They was now ready. You can't fight the enemy unprepared. Oh, so you going out to warfare with your pajamas on. Your brother and your sister over there, they got the whole garb on, okay? They got the helmet, they got the breastplate, okay? They got the sword, they got the shield. Y'all, look, all right? Just so you see our soldiers, amen, on television, I mean, they got the whole thing on. They not going out there with white beaters on, you know what I mean, a skin-tight jeans. No, they got their armor on. So you going to come out with your pajamas on and some flip-flops. Tell me, you here to fight. No, you here to die. You here to die. That's what you here to do. You can't fight the enemy unprepared, beloved. Why do you think the Holy Spirit took time to tell us how to dress? If we could fight the devil any kind of way, then why would the Holy Spirit take the time and show us how to get dressed for the battle? See? But now that the soldier was dressed for the battle, see? Not just any type of shoes, by the way. See? But had on, amen, the proper garb, now he was ready with the peace of God to confront the enemy. And beloved, when peace is in place in your life, it gives you the assurance you need to step out in faith and make the moves God is leading you to make. Some of us need to be making some moves right now. Some of us need to be making some moves right now. You got to bust a move. You got to bust a move. What time is it? Oh, God. Oh, God. Oh, God. Whew. You got to bust a move. I want to give you a story in the Old Testament. Amen. Glory be to God. Amen. Hallelujah. But hallelujah. when those three men that had leprosy, amen, glory be to God, and they said, you know what? They said, if we stay on this side of the camp, we're going to die. We might as well go inside the camp. Glory be to God. God led them on the inside of the camp. Amen. You can read the story in the book of Deuteronomy. I'll give it to you. The book of Joshua, I'll give you the scripture tomorrow. Amen. Glory to God. But what was the lie? What was the bottom line? They said, well, we have leprosy. We're not allowed to go on the inside of the camp because those with leprosy had to stay on the outside. But they said, if we stay on the outside, we're going to die. They said, let us go on the inside of the camp over here and find out what's going on because we need some food and we're going to die. We're going to die on the end. If we stay here, we're going to die. If we go inside, we're going to die. So let's just take a chance. So what's the point, Pastor? They bust the move. They bust the move and went on the inside of the camp. And when they went on the inside of the camp, they found out the enemy was gone. Amen. Not only did they have food, they had all the spoil. Everything was there. They had the houses. They had the money. They had the food. Everything was there because they bust the move. Saints, faith without works is dead. See? So God will prepare us and prepare us and prepare us, but beloved, until you make a move, talk about what you're going to do. Guess what? That's going to be in your obituary. When we go to your funeral, we'll be able to stand up and say, yeah, well, they always said they was going to do it. They didn't get a chance to do it, but they was talking about it all their life. Oh, they had some big dreams. They was talking about what they was going to do. Yeah, they were going to get there. All the unfulfilled dreams, all the unfulfilled vision. You know how many people are in the grave right now with unfulfilled dreams and visions? Talking about what they was going to do one day. What they could have did, should have did, would have did, and ain't did nothing. God, amen, is preparing us, beloved. We are in training for reigning. But when the Holy Spirit tells you to move, you got to bust a move. And look, even if you are afraid, do it scared. We got to bust a move. See, and so here the Holy Spirit is dressing us in our armor. Glory be to God, giving us the assurance that we need, because he knows that we're going to need some assurance to step out in faith. So he's giving us everything we need. He said, okay, you got your sword. Okay, you got this. You got your helmet. You got your right breastplate, which we're going to next week, Lord's willing. He said, all right, man, you need these shoes now, because where you going? You got to walk. Uber ain't coming. We walk by faith and not by sight. He said, where you going? You got to walk. I know you waiting on a ride with your spoiled self. He said, don't worry. We'll throw that in. But right now, to get you started, you got to walk. You got to make sure you got the right shoes on. Preparation. But before, beloved, you take those steps, before you take those steps in your shoes, you need to be assured that his peace is operating in your life. Paul says, glory be to God, hallelujah. Paul says, amen. Stand therefore, having your loins girded about with truth, which we'll talk about the loins a little bit later on, and having on the breastplate of righteousness, and your feet shod with the preparation of the gospel of peace. With your feet shod. What do you shine your shoes with? What do you clean your shoes with, saints? And your feet shod with the preparation of the gospel of peace, beloved. You have to be sure that the peace of God is operating in your life. That peace of God that surpasses all understanding. Let me say this, and I'm closed. Let me say this. I don't do anything without my peace. If I have something planned that day and my peace starts to be an interfering, something is interfering, causing static with my peace, I don't move forward. Because that my peace is telling me something wrong. Something is wrong or something is trying to go wrong. And what I do, which I advise you to ask the Holy Spirit to show you what to do, I just go into prayer in my heavenly language and let the Holy Spirit work that thing out. Monday morning, something was supposed to go wrong. The devil was trying to make something go wrong in my life and in my environment on Monday, because I know how the Holy Spirit deals with me. What I had to do, not only did I have to pray in my heavenly language, I had to actually, because I got in my car to go somewhere, I was hollering and screaming to the top of my lungs and pleading the blood of Jesus. All on the expressway, pleading the blood of Jesus, pleading, because I knew, amen, my peace was disrupted. And I refused to let bad news come to me. See, whenever my peace is not there, if I walk in the house and my peace starts to feel funny, I get out of there. Oh, I go. Matter of fact, I ain't even stepping in if my peace ain't there. I don't do nothing. But, love it, that's how you, that's your confirmation that God is talking to you. You have to follow your peace. I ain't got no peace in this. But I wouldn't do it. See? And then you just follow your peace. But I got blessed. I got peace in this. Well, baby, then go keep walking. Keep walking. That's God's approval. That's God's approval. We have to pay attention to the signs. God give us all type of signs. And we just want to overrule it. If you ain't got no peace, you better pray till you get some. And then command peace be still. But let me tell you something. So Monday, when the enemy was trying to, I don't know what he was trying to do. I don't even care, because the Holy Spirit got handled it. By the end of the night, I had three miracles in my family and in my environment. I'll share it with you maybe on Praise Wednesday, whatever the Lord said. Three miracles. The devil knew those miracles was trying to break through. That's why the song says there's no pressing and no blessing without a pressing. The devil knows when you're on the brink of a breakthrough, the brink of a miracle. So he comes in and try to mess all that up. This is last chance. When that boy get busy, you get busy. We are on the offensive and the defensive. You want to fight? Punk. And tell the devil just like that. Don't be scared. Punk, you want to fight? Now, you know what you're coming up against. Now, you know greater is he that lives in me than he that lives in the world. You want to fight? You want to fight me and you know it's a fixed fight? You want to fight me and you know as long as I hold on to my faith, I'm going to win? You want to fight me, punk? Baby, you got to get radical. That chomp. He a chomp. Because he is no match against the blood of Jesus, the name that we carry. He is no match against the name of Jesus, the spirit of Jesus, Jesus Christ himself, the authority that we exercise. He is no match against that. Now, he might not be scared of you and me, but you best believe he is no match against Jesus. The victory is already won. He know it. Now you got to know it. So, beloved, make sure that God's peace is operating in your life. And we're going to do a whole series on just peace, which is a fruit of the Spirit. We're going to do a whole series on that when the Lord releases us. But this mighty and powerful peace of your spiritual weaponry, beloved, is essential. Because without it now, and I'm finished, I'm really finished. Y'all know I get three closes. This is my third closing here. But you got to hear this. Because without this peace, the devil can try to kick. The devil can try to punch. The devil can try to pull. And the devil can try to distract you. What's the devil's MO, saints? John 10:10. The thief cometh but for to what? To steal, to kill, and to destroy. But if you have that conquering peace, the peace of God firmly tied to your mind, the peace of God firmly tied to your emotions, you will be empowered to keep marching ahead. Keep on marching, saints. Keep on marching. And perilous to the devil's attempts to take you down. Keep on marching with your shoes on, them pretty shoes, them strong shoes. Keep on marching in the peace of God. Warrior, keep on marching. Oh, glory be to God. Hallelujah. Don't even look back. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Just keep on walking. Walk on by. Walk on by. Walk on by. Walk on by. Hallelujah. Walk on by. All right, all right. Father God, in the name of Jesus, we thank you for this word on today, Father God. Lord, we thank you for the peace that you have placed in our lives. Father God, we thank you for this powerful spiritual weapon that protects us from the assaults of life, enabling us to, even in the face of the occasional storms that try to blow into our lives, our families, our churches, our friendships, and our businesses, Father, our projects, Father God, how can we ever express how much we need this peace, or how grateful we are to you for covering us with this protective shield that fortifies us and makes us strong? When adverse situations arise against us, Father, help us to remember to immediately release this divine force to safeguard our lives. Thank you for putting this all together, Father. We bless you and we say thank you, for we ask these things in Jesus' name. And our soul says amen, amen, and amen. All right, saints, hallelujah. There go your shoes. You got your sword, got your two-edged sword, you got your shoes. Oh, my God. You would think that would be enough. Glory be to God. When you got the right shoes on. Let me tell you something. And y'all know I'm telling the truth. When your feet hurt, everything hurt. When your feet hurt, you got a headache. Baby, ain't nothing like good pair of shoes. Comfortable shoes. And you got the right shoes today, and you got that two-edged sword in your hand. Shoot. The devil need to back up right now before we continue with the rest of our armor. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Ooh, because you swinging that sword and you holding firm with your shoes, it's a wrap. It's a wrap. Amen. And you got the peace of God. The peace of God that surpasses all understanding. In form of announcements, please meet us at the altar of prayer today at 12 o'clock noon, and then tonight at 9 o'clock. Amen. 9 o'clock tonight and 12. Bring somebody with you. Amen. Glory be to God. And, you know, if they won't come, just come and pray for them. Amen. Put their name on the altar and leave it there. Okay. One thing about our ministry, we just don't pray and drop you. Okay. We have a book. I know Sister Joanne Thurman has a book. I have a book. I encourage you to use the same book you take your notes in. Write these names and petitions down that people bring to the altar and pray on it until they get the victory. Thank God for it until they get the victory. Amen. So this is what we do here in our ministry. And we want to bless be the name of the Lord. Amen. Yesterday I was at Walmart and the Walmart I went to, I am not kidding. I was in line for 2 hours. The line was like, you know, people don't want to work because the payouts are too high with this unemployment. See, because whatever the unemployment is, say the unemployment is $500-$600 a week, Biden, the administration, they got another $300 on top of that. They used to, it was $600 on top, and I was $300. People don't want to work because people are making more money staying home than working. But in a month from now, when it's all cut off, they're going to come looking for their job and ain't going to be no job there for them. All right? That's another story. And you think they would be smart with the money, too. But that's another story, too. Amen. Glory be to God. So we are lying for 2 hours. I didn't sit there complaining about, you know, they need to hire more people. Da, 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 da. Baby, I'm telling you, we literally had church. Me, my daughter, we met two new people, two new mothers. Amen. They said they're going to call the ministry. Amen. And then the brother in front of us joined in. We was in Walmart singing songs. Amen. And testifying. Amen. And preaching and teaching. It was beautiful. It was absolutely beautiful. Oh, my God. Then when I got to the front, amen, I went up there to encourage the cashier. Her name was Denise. And she has been, I stayed in line for 2 hours. She didn't even take a bathroom break. See? Most people want to go up there and get mad with the cashier and, oh, my God. No, what about encouraging her heart? Oh, my God, have mercy. And I don't even know why I said it, all that, but I said it anyhow. All right. Everybody have a wonderful day, a glorious day, a victorious day. Amen. Hallelujah. Father God, help us not to be in the right place at the wrong time today. Father God, we ask that you would cancel every spirit of accident, incident, calamity, premature death. We cancel tears. We cancel sorrow. We decree, we declare that no weapon formed against us will prosper. No plague will come nigh our dwelling. It will not take root. It will not prosper. And it will not come to pass. Thank you, God. Thank you for showing us your pathway for provisions. Now unto him who is able to keep you from falling and to present your faults before the presence of his glory with exceeding joy. To the only wise God, our Savior, be glory, your majesty, dominion, and power, both now and forever. Amen. And the Lord bless you and keep you and make his face shine on you and to be gracious to you. And the Lord turn his face towards you. Amen. And give you peace. Satan is defeated. Darkness is dispelled. And Jesus Christ, he's the King of Kings. And he is the Lord of Lords. Amen, amen, and amen.
Our people are dying slowly every day. The enemy's trying, attacking every way he can. We gotta fight. You see, in this generation, materialistic, swallow the mind of these innocent children, yeah. We gotta fight. Oh, you see the flame in the drug, the money, the love, the violence, the hatred, and we must see the blood of Jesus.
Oh,
Put those shoes on, saints. Amen. And walk with the peace of God. Love you, love you, love you. Pastor Bradford, Philadelphia, signing out.